This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russian military police began patrols on part of the Syrian border Wednesday, quickly moving to implement an accord with Turkey that divides control of northeastern Syria. In Washington, President Trump spoke at the White House about what he calls big success along the Turkey-Syria border. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president's hailing developments in the region, saying captured Islamic State fighters are secured and the Kurds are safe. But several hundred militants have actually escaped from prisons, and Russia is now warning the Kurds that Turkish forces will steamroll them if they do not pull back from northeastern Syria. The president's abrupt move to pull out of the region has allowed both Russia and Turkey to reach an agreement that would transform the map and put their forces along the border. Meantime, Iraq says American forces that landed on its soil after the pullout from Syria cannot stay more than a month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police in southeastern Britain say 39 people were found dead inside a truck container believed to have come from Bulgaria. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi has details.
A grisly discovery in the middle of the night, and now a murder investigation. Police have discovered 39 bodies inside a cargo truck container at an industrial park in Essex, England. One teenager and the rest adults. The driver, who has not been publicly identified, is under arrest. Essex's Deputy Chief of Police, Pippa Mills.
At this stage, we have not identified where the victims are from or their identities, and we anticipate this could be a lengthy process.
While it's not yet clear who the dead are or the cause of death, it is believed that the truck's journey began in Bulgaria and may have entered the UK through a seaport in Wales.
That is Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reporting. For more news, go to voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. Today, EU leaders are considering whether to give Britain a three-month Brexit extension. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says if they do so, he will call an election by Christmas. The impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump continues today with testimony from a high-ranking Pentagon official. On Tuesday, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine gave a detailed account of Mr. Trump's demands on the country. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, kept a day-by-day account of President Trump's alleged back-channel effort to force Ukraine's president to investigate the Democrats and potential 2020 opponent Joe Biden. Taylor's lengthy opening statement obtained by the AP lays out the involvement of Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and current ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland. California Democrat Eric Swalwell.
A detailed account of what he saw in his service in Ukraine as it related to this shakedown scheme.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls the impeachment inquiry a smear campaign by, quote, far-left lawmakers and radical unelected bureaucrats. She adds there was no quid pro quo. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Mechanical and design issues contributed to the crash of a Lion Air 737 MAX jet last October. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
It's been a year-long wait for answers for next of kin of the victims killed in the Lion Air jet crash. Families gathered to hear explanations by Indonesian investigators ahead of the release of a final report. 189 people died on the Lion Air 737 MAX jet shortly after it took off from Jakarta. The 737 MAX was grounded worldwide after a second deadly crash in Ethiopia 5 months later in March. Investigators told victims' families in the closed-door briefing that mechanical and design issues contributed to the Indonesian crash.
That is Reuters' Emily Wither. Researchers with Google are touting a milestone. AP's Matt Small has details.
Google says a quantum computing breakthrough has been achieved after an experimental quantum processor finished a calculation in just a few minutes, one that would take a traditional supercomputer thousands of years. But competitor IBM disputes the claim, saying Google underestimated the conventional supercomputer. Meanwhile, the advanced technology of quantum computing remains at a relatively early stage of development. Results of Google's study appear today in the scientific journal Nature. I'm Matt Small.
Hong Kong authorities on Wednesday withdrew an unpopular extradition bill that sparked months of chaotic protests that have since morphed into a campaign for greater democratic change. There are no signs that the withdrawal of the bill will dampen the protests, now in their fifth month. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.